Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz about the Bio Blitz coming up this Saturday. The second annual Bio Blitz is happening this Saturday. Tell us a little bit about that.
It is. Last year, we had a Spring Awakening event held here in Knoxville at the new theater at the high school, and we had such a wonderful turnout, and it's so nice to know about our local environment that we decided this year we would do a Bio Blitz at Cordova Park. And basically, it's just where you can go out and get off the beaten path and learn about the flowers and the wild plants that live in our areas, and the snakes and the amphibians that live around our areas too. So we have some neat people coming from Iowa Prairie Network. We have Sue Irving and Pam White coming to lead a group if you would like to learn about some of the plant life there at Cordova. And Dr. Peter Heralde, who is a professor at William Penn, is going to be leading the herps part, which is snakes and reptiles. And so everybody's been prepping this week to kind of learn about what's in the area, to get prepared for the public. There will be some refreshments, but it's just grab a paper and follow the leader and find as many things as you can that's different. It's kind of like an inventory of the area, but you learn about each one of those individual things as well and what makes things work.
Let's say I don't know anything. Maybe I want to get interested in the wildlife or the plant life from around the area. Why should I be convinced to come out and learn more about this?
It's the things that live in our own backyard. They all have to do with our local ecosystems, the local wildlife, and sometimes they play a huge benefit in our own life as well. A lot of the plant life, our early spring ephemerals have already bloomed and gone to seed, but pollination for the whole rest of the year has already begun. And that's a lot of our food sources. And if you want to look at it that way, that's fine. Some of us just like to tread off the beaten path and take a hike and see what we can find. It's a discovery process because you never know what you're going to find. It's not a planned event for calling species of wildlife and plants to come to your area. It's whatever is going to be there. It may be a surprise. It's just a fun, family, kid-friendly event. There will be a lot of people there that are interested, too, in what lives around our areas. And a lot of the people are professionals and have worked with the public and environmental education for many, many years. And it's just going to be a really exciting event.
Talk about the benefits that I could get from going to an event like this. You talked about learning and kind of being in tune with nature, I guess. Where do we go from there?
You meet a lot of great people who all have the same interests. You don't have to, you know, have a complete interest in nature, but when you learn about our basics, it's also good everyday education, interest. You might find a little serenity, a little peaceful hike. The kids get outdoors. You have hands-on learning. And you have people there right next to you that have the same interests. And we're there to help educate. And we learn ourselves because even as naturalists and other professionals, we don't know everything either. And sometimes we find something that is really rare and something that we need to know is here and why it's here and how we can protect our natural resources.
All right, who's all involved and where should people show up if they want to come?
Well, we're going to meet at Cordova Park. It will be at the shelter is the meeting area around the observation tower. It's 1378 Highway G28, the north side of the lake. And we will all have a gathering spot and get in our groups, and we have a couple of hours to hike and locate and find. So hopefully it will be a great time. Some of this information may be recorded on a long-term basis throughout the state or even the United States of the findings and mapped out for different areas. But it's just important for us around the lake as being one of the areas in Iowa that has more public land than just about any other community.
One final time, why is it important that people show up for the second annual Bio Blitz?
Well, just come and have some fun. That's basically what it's all about. Fun, learning, seeing wildlife, seeing how our areas work. And it just kind of brings you a little bit more of a connection to our natural resources and the things that live around you every day.
Thanks to Marion County Naturalist Marla Mertz for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.